I wasn't supposed to make it. I was almost out, like the batter with the base hit. Everyone had their doubts, born a month and a half too early. Things didn't work right. My first breath could have easily been my last. 15 years later, I stand here in front of you, and I owe my life to the Creator. But I appreciate the love from above. There has to be a reason. Now, standing behind the drum at Sundance, I get to thinking about the road I've been walking on. The impact of the dirt road hurts my feet. My shoulders feel very heavy, but every day I carry on. I carry the hurt of the Lakota people, the hurt they didn't see coming. Whether it's death, abuse, or even addiction, I stand here singing my prayers, praying for strength and understanding, because we all have a reason. I want my Lakota people to come together through the hardships and the struggles. The Lakota people need to get through it, leaving by our own hands, thinking we don't have a reason. Our reason is to bring us back. I pray for strength, calling out, hoping that they hear me, hoping that the alcohol spills before our blood does. My legs are growing tired, but my heart won't let me give up. This is my reason, to help the people who have fallen. The alcohol takes over their bodies, so I hold them up so they can keep walking along. As I look up, I see the eagle. He has been with me every step of the way. Though this may sound like a cliche, I want what's best for my Lakota people. Even though I have no clue of the troubles I'll have to go through, I know for the sake of my people, it will be all worth it. I yell and scream at them, who are trapped, bli siyapi,